Welcome to SCOTUSCast. On January 7, 2008, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Dada v. Mukasey, a case concerning the immigration and naturalization process. At issue in the case is whether the time allotted for departure under a voluntary departure order is suspended when an alien files a motion to reopen removal proceedings. In this episode of SCOTUSCast, Juria Jones, an associate at D.C.'s Fragman, Del Rey, Bernson, and Lowe, discusses the case.
The Supreme Court granted cert for Dada v. Mukasey to decide whether the filing of a motion to reopen removal proceedings automatically tolls the period within which an alien must depart the U.S. under an order granting voluntary departure. By way of background, the petitioner, Samson Dada, a citizen of Nigeria, overstayed a temporary visitor visa. In the petition for cert, Dada stated that he entered the U.S. on or about April 10, 1998, as a non-immigrant, and was authorized to remain in the U.S. for a temporary period, not to exceed August 31, 1998. Dada, however, remained beyond this period. In 1999, Dada married a U.S. citizen, who subsequently filed an immediate relative visa petition on his behalf to allow him to become a legal permanent resident. On February 7, 2003, DHS denied the visa petition and deemed it abandoned on the ground that the required documentation had not been supplied. Petitioner, through counsel, filed a motion to reopen for the initial visa denial, which was also denied, whereas the government again indicated that the new documentation provided still did not satisfy what was requested. Mr. Dada was issued a notice to appear on January 4, 2004, charging him with being removable because he was unlawfully present in the U.S. At the initial master's calendar hearing on May 13, 2004, the court granted petitioner's attorney a continuance for attorney preparation. 4 months later, September 8, 2004, petitioner, through his attorney, admitted the allegations in the charging document and requested that the court grant a continuance so the petitioner could proceed with the second I-130 petition filed by his U.S. citizen wife on March 17, 2004. Counsel for the government opposed the request on the basis that he had previously filed an I-130, which had been denied. Mr. Dada also requested voluntary departure in the alternative. The INA provides that, as an alternative to formal removal proceedings or entry of a formal removal order, the AG may permit an alien to voluntarily depart the U.S. at the alien's own expense. Voluntary departure may be granted before the initiation of removal proceedings or during the course of such proceedings. It also, as it is in this case, available at the close of removal proceedings in lieu of ordering that the alien be removed. Voluntary departure is limited to no more than 60 days at the conclusion of removal proceedings. In dismissing an initial appeal, the board routinely will extend the voluntary departure for an additional 30 days. Aliens who are eligible and receive voluntary departure avoid the 5 to 10 year period of inadmissibility that would result from the order of removal. The consequences of remaining in the U.S. include being statutorily barred from applying for certain forms of discretionary relief. To qualify for a grant of voluntary departure, an alien must satisfy certain statutory requirements, including the requirement that the alien has established by clear and convincing evidence that the alien has the means to depart the U.S. and intends to do so. In this case, the IJ found Mr. Dada removable and granted his request for voluntary departure. Mr. Dada filed an administrative appeal to the BIA, asking the BIA to overrule the immigration judge's decision to not grant a continuance. This appeal had the effect of rendering the immigration judge's order non-final and thus suspending the voluntary departure period during the appeal. The Board of Immigration Appeals affirmed the IJ decision on November 4, 2005, and the Board also reinstated the period of voluntary departure for 30 additional days. With 2 days remaining in his voluntary departure period, Mr. Dada filed a motion to reopen with the Board of Immigration Appeals to reopen its decision in his removal proceedings and asked that it be remanded back to the IJ to permit him to seek his adjustment of status claims based on his pending I-130 visa petition. Petitioner also asserted in his motion that he wished to withdraw his request for voluntary departure. A motion to reopen is governed by Section 240 of the INA, whereas Congress specified that an alien shall have the opportunity to file a motion to reopen within 90 days of the final removal order. An alien who has been found removable from the U.S. may file one motion to reopen the removal proceedings and must present new facts. An alien who is subject to the removal proceedings and who departs the U.S. may not file a motion to reopen. And moreover, if an alien has departed the U.S. after filing a motion to reopen, the alien's departure constitutes a withdrawal of such motion. On February 8, 2006, the BIA subsequently denied this motion to reopen on the ground that Mr. Dada failed to leave the U.S. by the imposed deadline under his voluntary departure agreement, and as such was statutorily ineligible for adjustment of status. The board did not address petitioner's request to withdraw his voluntary departure. Before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal, Mr. Dada urged the court that the BIA erred in not reopening his case to allow him to pursue his adjustment of status petition. Moreover, Mr. Dada asserted that the BIA was incorrect by denying his motion to reopen, and he argued that the timely filing of his motion to reopen before the expiration of the 30-day voluntary departure period operated to toll the voluntary departure period while the motion was under consideration. Petitioner cited for support for his case the 8th and 9th Circuit Courts of Appeals. Mr. Dada asserted that if tolling is not provided, then an alien will lose all rights to the underlying relief by not voluntarily departing if the appeal adjudicatory period lasts longer than the period of voluntary departure. The Fifth Circuit affirmed the BIA decision on November 28, 2006, and held that the filing of a motion to reopen did not toll the expiration of the voluntary departure order, and that the alien's failure to depart therefore rendered him ineligible for the requested relief for 10 years. The Fifth Circuit also held that the immigration judge did not abuse his discretion by denying his request for a continuance. In the petition for cert to the Supreme Court, petitioner argued that the court's intervention was necessary to ensure uniformity in the application of the law. The United States Court of Appeals are split on this issue 4-3. Four of the circuits, 11th, 3rd, 8th, and 9th, have held that the timely filing of a motion to reopen before the expiration of a voluntary departure period tolls voluntary departure while the motion is under consideration, and as such allows the alien to pursue his relief underlying the motion to reopen. Conversely, the 1st, 4th, and 5th have held that a timely motion to reopen does not toll the voluntary departure period. Petitioner asserted that the provisions in the INA that allow for a motion to reopen are inconsistent with the provisions governing voluntary departure. Moreover, petitioner alleged that the underlying voluntary departure order no longer existed after petitioner asserted in his motion that he wished to withdraw his request for voluntary departure. The government, in opposing the cert, argued that petitioner's assertion that his motion to reopen had the effect of automatically vacating his voluntary departure order was without merit and did not warrant review. The government further argued that review was not warranted because the Department of Justice had determined that it would promulgate regulations specifically regarding the tolling question that was presented in this case. And moreover, the government argued that Congress was poised to consider comprehensive immigration reform and that this tolling issue was part of those discussions. It is unsure whether it was the demise of comprehensive reform or the circuit split, but the court grants cert for oral and set oral arguments for January 7, 2007, with the question before the court as to whether the filing of a motion to reopen removal proceedings automatically tolled the period within which an alien must depart under an order granting voluntary departure. In petitioner's brief, petitioner argued that basic principles of statutory interpretation required the conclusion that a timely filed motion to reopen under the INA tolled the voluntary departure period. Petitioner argued that precedence instructs the court that the statute must be read as a whole and construed so as to not eliminate any important statutory right for a class of aliens. And furthermore, petitioner argued that tolling is consistent with the structure of the amendments that were adopted by Congress in 1996 on this subject, and judicial tolling principles in general are also applicable. And finally, a petitioner argued that constitutional avoidance canon provides an additional reason to reject a non-tolling rule in light of the substantial constitutional concerns that would otherwise arise should the court adopt a non-tolling rule. The respondents argue that voluntary departure is an agreed-upon method of resolving removal proceedings that provides tangible benefits to both the aliens and the government. The government argued that petitioner's approach would subvert that exchange by permitting an alien to unilaterally alter the terms of the agreement, which would result in violations of congressionally imposed limits on grants of voluntary departure. Respondents asserted that the statutory time limit on permission to depart voluntarily is a substantive limitation on the availability of a congressionally created privilege, and not a limitation period designed to encourage aliens to assert legal claims in a timely fashion. The government also noted in their brief that on November 30, 2007, the AG in fact did issue a proposed rule addressing a number of issues related to voluntary departure, including the issue that it issued in this case. The proposed rule would expressly provide that an alien's filing of a motion to reopen with the board prior to the expiration of the voluntary departure period will have the effect of automatically terminating the grant of voluntary departure. As a result, an alien who previously agreed to depart voluntarily would be given an opportunity to withdraw from that agreement, file a motion to reopen, and avoid the penalties for overstaying his voluntary departure period. However, what must be noted is that the alien would then be subject to removal under the alternate order of removal and thus face the consequences of removal unless he obtained a stay of removal pending further review from the BIA. The issuance of the regulations became one of the key focal points of the court during discussions at oral argument. At oral argument, petitioner's counsel started his argument with the question of how can the court reconcile the ability to request voluntary departure and an alien's ability to file a motion to reopen. At the outset, it could be assumed that the justices would be split like the circuit. However, Justice Ginsburg led with the first question as to the fact that the petitioner was not diligent in his pursuit for relief, i.e., he only had 2 days left of the termination of his voluntary departure time before he filed the motion. She then followed up her question with the fact that a way to reconcile the two issues would be to state that if you ask for a reopening when you've gotten permission to voluntary depart, you are in fact relinquishing your voluntary departure status, which is what the government is proposing in the regs issued in November. From his line of questioning to the petitioner, it appeared that Chief Justice Roberts was concerned that allowing an automatic tolling would lead to everybody filing a motion so they could extend their time instead. Justice Alito questioned if the relief sought here was equitable tolling, whereas there is a general requirement that a person has to have been diligently pursuing his rights in order to be entitled, as opposed to automatic tolling in this case, which the petitioner pleaded was the case. And Chief Justice also indicated that a way to reconcile the two points would be to start incorporating equitable tolling rules in light of the fact that if, when you voluntarily depart, the motion to reopen is automatically withdrawn, but stated that it is probably beyond debate. He further stated that if the court doesn't address this issue, there is going to be another case in a year or 18 months where this is going to be raised. Justice Souter asked why the petitioner was not allowed to withdraw the voluntary departure statement, and from his line of question, it appeared that Justice Souter seemed to be more sympathetic to the petitioner's case. However, Justice Scalia seemed to be clearly supporting the government's assertion, and particularly when Justice Scalia made a comment to petitioner's counsel and stated, quote, "I don't bleed for him." Justice Kennedy raised an interesting point as to whether the statute could be read that tolling is not automatic but can be permitted on the discretion of the hearing officer. And Justice Breyer started off with a line of question as to how long would this entire process take, including an appeal of the motion to reopen to the Court of Appeals, questioning petitioner as to if he won, how much added time would the alien have before he had to leave the U.S. And Justice Breyer then indicated that he estimated that if petitioner won, that would be adding an average of 400 days to a stay where Congress said, "We want you to stay no more than 60 days." The government's counsel was asked by Justice Scalia with a follow-up comment from Chief Justice Roberts about this quote-unquote quid pro quo, and Justice Scalia made the comment that it was a bit strange that it allowed the recipient of voluntary departure to quote-unquote roll the dice as to whether his reopening petition would be decided on time, as opposed to not allowing individuals to file a motion to reopen. And Justice Souter followed up also stating that it seems strange that Congress would allow motions to reopen across the board, but impractical for aliens under voluntary departure only because he will have to leave before the case is adjudicated. An interesting point of concern from Justice Ginsburg was what should have been the actual question presented before the court. Justice Ginsburg expressed some concern that the government did not want the court to resolve the issue of requesting that the voluntary departure be withdrawn, and as such makes them like any other removable alien. However, again, that was not the question presented before the court. Justice Breyer, in his questions to government's counsel, conceded that this is a complicated case and asked counsel to walk him through the process. There was a bit of confusion between government's counsel and the justices as to whether a person could file an initial appeal to the BIA outside the country. However, the government's counsel cleared up the matter and stated in practical terms, if someone wanted to appeal his removal order, he isn't going to leave the country before he appeals to the BIA, because an appeal to the BIA suspends the finality of the order of removal, i.e., also the order of voluntary departure, until the BIA rules on his case. Justice Souter's question again focused on the alien's ability or his inability to withdraw his voluntary departure agreement, and government's counsel argued that the petitioner requested voluntary departure at the outset and that he failed to raise his point in his initial appeal to the board, so the board went forward on the assumption that the alien had requested voluntary departure. Moreover, government counsel stated that the court should decide this question and then should remain it back to the board so that the board could provide explanation as to whether he could withdraw his requested voluntary departure. In the rebuttal, Chief Justice seemed really focused on the question of how many motions to reopen will have to be considered if petitioner won in this case. And again, the focused on the emphasis that if petitioner won, this will be used as a tool for a lot of individuals to extend their stay in the United States. It was unclear at the end of the argument as to whether Justice Souter would be drawn into the argument that had appeared from the questions from the majority of the court that there was some sympathy for the government's position. In particular, interesting note that in a prediction, it's possible that the court could remand this back with those very instructions that the court provide an explanation as to whether or not he could withdraw his request for voluntary departure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video from past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.